Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Chav Dalet, and we are on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. We're in the sugyas of Ne'emanos and Shavi Anashi Chaticha Disura, Ne'echanema Bisurin, and Pesha Aso Pesha Hitir. All of these halachic principles overlapping in these sugyas. And keep in mind, as we mentioned, maybe Ksubis more than many other similar to other Mesechlas, every Perek is really its own world. These are topics that are coming up here. They won't come up. There'll be other topics in future Prakim, but right now we have all of these, Shavya Nafshe and Pesha Asar, among others. So we are now in the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and now we get into Kahuna. We are talking about Ne'emanus that each individual has on each other. Let's say they are captured together. Let's say they are traveling together from elsewhere. We don't know if they're married or not. Now we want to know what about in terms of their lineage and in terms of their status. Says the Mishnah, V'chein, Shnei Anashim, Ze Omar Kohen Ani, V'ze Omar Kohen Ani. Two people come to the city. We have no idea who they are. And each of them says, I am a Kohen. I'm a Kohen. And therefore what? And therefore Rashi says, I'm a Kohen and I want Truma. I want to be able to take a portion. Remember we learned yesterday the Yerushalmi about Rabbi Tarfon, that he married all those women during the famine year in order to be machal them Truma. But here these people say that they are Kohanim. Einon ne'emanim, they are not believed. They're not believed. Why aren't they believed? Says the Rush in Meseches Gittin. Says the Rush in Gittin. In the Sugyas, the Rush in the fifth parak in Gittin goes through all the different levels and halachic mechanism relating to Ne'emanus. Goes through there in the fifth parak. So there, one of the lines he quotes our Gemara, Eino Ne'eman Lomar Kohen Anila Achilo B'Truma Kidamrina B'Ksubis. As it says in Ksubis here, Dafilu Eid Echad Eino Ne'eman Lachilo B'Truma Heichadika Lamechesh B'Chulu V'Hainu Taima Mishum Dahavye Shevach Kahuna V'Revach Matanos Kahuna Lo Ulazaro L'Dorosav. Is Eid Echad Eman Bisurin? What's the problem? Right? It's not Davar Sheba Erva that you need two witnesses. So why here? Because there's a reason that we think that he might be lying, says the Rush. Because, again, the Lashon is Shevach Kahuna. What does Shevach Kahuna mean? The Karban Asano says Shevach Yichus Kahuna. He's establishing something very positive about his family. Right, about what his family is. The Revach Matanos Kahuna and the financial. Right, he wants all the matanos kahuna. He wants Truma and Chala and Bikurim and all the others. Lo Ulazaro Ladarosav. And he wants it for generations. So says the Rush, he has a vested interest. And this is not just a regular Eid Echad Eman Bisurin that you can trust. This is kosher. This is not kosher. This is other statuses. Yes, there are other times where there is some benefit, like Adisha Nida is believed to save Tahorani, right? Every time a husband and a wife live together, right? So she's believed to say she went to the mikvah and Ne'eman that she is Tahora. But it's a different type of Ne'emanis. This is, again, establishing something forever and ever in the family and a financial attraction. And therefore, Eina Ne'emanim, says the Rush. But says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, let's just finish this and then we'll see what the Psak is. Ubizmachein me'idin ze al ze. But if they're each made on each other, they each say, the other one is a Kohen, Hare'elu Ne'eman, and they are Ne'eman. Remember, because the Svara of financial doesn't exist if I'm being made on somebody else. And according to the Tanakhama, what's the Chiddush? We're not Choshesh to what's called Gomlin. We're not Choshesh that they arrange beforehand, okay, you talk about me and I'll talk about you. Right? The Tanakhama is not worried about that, even though they themselves wouldn't be believed about about each other, they are believed. The Rishash here is Medayik and Rashi. When Rashi says, when they're made on each other, they're believed, Rashi doesn't just say that they're made on each other. Rashi says, they're made on themselves and each other. Rashi says, Shekol echad omer ani v'chaveri kohen. Why does he say that? Why doesn't he just say that he's a kohen? Says the Rishash, because it must be that if a person is misupak, if he is a kohen, then even if somebody else says that he's a kohen, he's not a kohen. The only time that we would trust him that he is a Kohen is if he's saying that he is a Kohen and someone else is supporting him. But if it would just be about him, that's the Diak the Rishash has here in Rashi, then we're not going to believe him. The Daito Zaldim, who atzmo eni yodem Kohenu, eid echad eno neman lahayr alav. V'lachein la'el, bishvuya, he quotes a raya earlier, and he quotes other sources, that's what he That's what he assumes. That's why that's the diuk in Rashi. So that's the chilek of themselves or testifying about each other. Reb Yehuda Omer ein malin lekahuna al piyed echad. Reb Yehuda argues. He says no. You don't trust. You're not malin lekahuna with an eid echad. And we'll see. Reb Yehuda holds this way. Even if there is no chashash, the other extreme, the Tanakhama said you're allowed to trust them about each other, even in a case where we could be choshesh that they arranged this trick beforehand. Reb Yehuda is the opposite extreme. Even in a case where there's no chashash for tricks, one person comes and just testifies about the other person. So then, even there, Reb Yehuda says eid echad is not enough. And then the third opinion, Rabbi Elazar, Amasai, when do I not trust them? B'makam sheyesh orin, where there are rumors, there's a shame psul that people are talking about this person. Ava b'makam she'ein orin, ma'alan l'kun al-piyed echad. But if there's no complaints, if there's nobody spreading any rumors, then we would be able to trust. What's the difference between the first opinion and the third opinion? So, as we'll see, the chashash l'gomlin. The Tanakhama holds, even if there's a worry that they made this arrangement beforehand, we would trust. And the third opinion of Elazar could be that, no, that's the distinction. If there's no chashash, we would trust. If there is a chashash, we wouldn't. And Rabbi Yehuda, in the middle, he was the one that said, even if there is no chashash, we are not going to trust. And then we have the final opinion, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Bishum Rabbi Shimon ben Askan, Ma'alin l'kahuna al piyed echad. We are Malo Lekuna B'yed Echad. What exactly is that Shita adding? We will have to see. So, what are we paskin? So, if you look in the Rambam writes in Hilchas Isurei Bia, talking about, again, statuses of anyone who comes in front of us, he has a chiddush. First, the Rambam paskins seems to say that we never believe a Kohen about himself. Mi Shabab Izman Azeh, says the Rambam. Va'amar Kohen Ani, Eino Ne'eman. He is not believed, says the Rambam. Ve'ein ma'alin oso l'kun al piyatzmo. He's not believed about himself. Ve'lo yikra batora rishon. Does not get the first aliyah. Ve'lo yises kapov. Does not duchen. Ve'lo yochal b'katshe agvul. And he doesn't eat karbanos. Ad she'yilo eid echad. Till he has an aid. So he allows one aid. Does not allow himself. Aval oser ad but. It's enough to aser himself shavyan avshe. Meaning, he's not going to let him marry a grusha. Aval oser atzmo begrusha v'zona v'chalala ve'ena matami l'meisim. Bezin will not allow him to go to a funeral. And then he has the crucial line, v'imnasa onitzma loke. And if he does marry a grusha, and if he goes into a cemetery, he gets malchus. I thought we don't believe him. Ask the Ramak, Ramosha Cohen right here. He says, we don't believe him. What is he talking about? Right, so how can he get malchus? The answer is, what, is shavya nafshe enough to create malchus? Or do we say really, fundamentally, we do believe him? And this is a chumrat rabbanan. Chumrat rabbanan, malo azu b'yuchsin, that we're not going to believe him, that he is a Kohen for certain kahunic advantages and possibilities and opportunities from our point of view. But really, from his point of view, he is ne'eman. That's the pashas that it sounds like, that it's the fact that the Rambam says that he would get malchus. The Ramach's lashon here is Tama. The Ramach says, anyway, we don't, our minhag is against the Rambam. We do believe him to give him the first aliyah. And also it makes sense. Why? What's the chumrah? Oh, don't give him the first aliyah. What's the worst thing that could be happening right now? That Yisrael is getting the first aliyah? That's so bad, says the Ramach. Ma'ech batlon. Ma'amar shalo yalu oso mikriyas haTorah l'truma kuli haylo chashidan v'truma d'rabbanan v'tzarech iyan, says the Ramak. In our day and age, anyway, when we don't have any truma d'araisa, I don't think that we have to be so machmir. So the Rambam has two chidusha. Number one, that we don't believe the Kohen, and number two, that we're still going to give him malchus if he violates any of the kahunic laws. What do we paskin? So if you look in the Ramah, not the Ramah in Arachayim, well, a little bit the Ramah in Arachayim, but really the Ramah in Evan Ezer, in the beginning, in Simin Gimel, where we discuss, the Ramah discusses statuses of people. Remember, the beginning of Evan Ezer is all about Puravu, and who you're allowed to marry. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel, in Evan Ezer. Somebody walks into shul today and says, hi, I'm a Cohen, he raises his hand. So we give him the aliyah, we have no idea who this person is. So we don't possibly like that Rambam in Ashkenazic worlds. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Mishabab is banazeh, the Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer, Siv Gimel, Simin Gimel. V'yamar Cohen ani, eino ne'mon, vein malano solakun apiyatzmo, v'lo yikra batorah rishon. He doesn't get the first aliyah, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Shmuel says right there, Avagav Deleka Isserim Yikra, even though there's no Isser, like the Ramak's question on the Rambam, Bikal Melkam Lishlachu Sheyochal Truma, Tekayim Alon, Malin Mikriyas Torah Lechuma Durabanan, Kabash Kazav Lekamon, right, Vedin Zeh, Lo Dami Lepluktu Shevesim Simen HaKodem, Im Chayshinen Shemachalalhu, Vecholu, it's not related. Velo Yisaz Kabam and Ikiyat Tuchin, that is the Shulchan Aruch. Rama Haga, the Yesh Omrim, Din Ne'eman Likros Batorah Rishon. He is believed, and the Chalkas Vachoke quotes our Ramak on the Rambam. Velises Kappa Bizmanazeh, Shein Lanu Truma Daraisa, Shein Nachos Sheva Yalu Oso Lechuma. Right? We quote that Ramak on the Rambam. Shulchan Ramak quotes it. That we're not worried if it's a time period of Truma Daraisa. So then fine. We could be worried that people, he's a Kohen. He getting the first Aliyah, I'm going to give him my Truma Daraisa. So there we'll require more proof, because we don't want people giving this person Truma Daraisa. Right, it's a Lifnei Iver, Misa B'dei Shamayim, if he's a Yisrael. So we wouldn't want that. But Bizman HaZeh, no problem. V'chei Noagin O'idna B'chol Makom, She Noagin B'Truma Bizman HaZeh V'leka L'meichesh L'midi. That is the Ramah. That is our minog. And this is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch exactly in Aruch Chaim, but the implicit halacha is, says the Mishnah Berurah, the other posts can quote the Ramah and Eved Ezer, but the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches in Aruch Chaim, they don't quote this Beferish. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Nesias Kapayim B'pachos B'asara, V'hakonim Me'aminyan, you need a minion. And the Ramah says, the Tzar shouldn't duchid. We'll have to get to that in Amid Beis. The source for that in Shas is today's daf on Amid Beis. But the idea of, is a Kohen trusted? That's an Evan Ezer. Machlokas B'chaber in the Ramah, Machlokas the Rambam and the Ramak, and that is what we... assume. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos here on that Mishnah Berurah, he quotes, what happens if there's a Kohen in Shul, and he's not interested in getting the Aliyah? Or he knows there are two yard sites in Shul, and they don't know that he's a Kohen. Does a Kohen have an obligation to say that he is a Kohen? Fine, halakha l'maisa, the Ramah paskins, that we're Mako, and we assume, we trust the person. But what does he have a chiyuv himself to say? And then after he's like, yeah, I'm a Kohen. Oh yeah, but he didn't say anything. Does he have a chiyuv? He's mochel. Nobody knows. So that is a discussion in the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says, "Ilulam ein hakohen chayav lomar kohen ani kedei sheyechabduhu v'yikruhu l'tor rishon." He has no obligation, says the Prima Gadim. And he continues, "V'lachein im nimsa b'makom she'ein makirin oso v'roeh shehagabai korei liYisrael bimkam kohen b'chashvo she'ein sham kohen." Ein chayev lomer lagabai kohen ani. He does not have an obligation. Aval magabai machriz b'sheila b'kol la'avar kohen kol kohen. If the gabai asks, is there a kohen here? Is there a kohen here? So then chayev lizyatzev lomer kohen ani. Says the Brit Magadim, you don't have to reveal yourself unless asked. If you're asked and you don't answer, that's worse. Because la'achzuke nafshe b'kohane. Then you should have to be machzik yourself a kohen. What about a Levi? What about a Levi? V'hine, le'inyin Levi, shenipsa b'beis ha'knesses, v'chayev l'siyatzev v'lomar shu Levi, im ala kohen rishon. Then, says the Piskei Tshuvos here, he assumes that you would have to say. Why? Because the kohen's going to get an extra aliyah if you don't say anything. He's going to get the second aliyah. Dim lokin, yivarech ha'kohen shuv aliyas Levi, v'ein ala chadchila, and that is not lachadchila for the kohen to get both aliyahs. We give him the second aliyah because we don't want anybody to be motzi laz. As the Gemara says in Maseches Gittin. If he gets the first Aliyah, then we call another Kohen for the second Aliyah. So we're going to think there was something wrong with the first Kohen. So that's why the halacha is that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah, he gets the second Aliyah. If there is no Kohen, then there's a Machlokas. Machlokas, we showed him whether the Levi gets the first Aliyah or he could go straight to a Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik, they said, was Machpid. He was a Levi. Soloveitchik's are all Leviim. He was Machpid not to take the first Aliyah when there was no Kohen, because he wanted the people to remember Rashi and Gittin Daf Nun Tes. Where Rashi there quotes an opinion, we don't paskin this way, but he quotes an opinion that it's usur to give the Levi the first Aliyah there. Why? Because the Levi is an assistant to the Kohen. He's a, right, Skan, right, Segal Skan, right, he is an assistant. Therefore, if there's no Kohen, then he loses his status. Nisparta hachavila. So one day in Rashi is that the Levi shouldn't get the first aliyah. We don't pass it that way. We say the Levi can. The Levi can get the first aliyah. But to remind everyone about that Rashi again, that's what he did. But either way, back to our discussion. So Bizman Azeh in Ashkenazic circles, if someone says, I'm a Kohen, I'm a Levi, we believe him. In Sephardic circles, I don't know what exactly the minhag is in most places, but the Shulchan Aruch, possibly like the Rambam, that you might need more than just saying, I am a Kohen. For Pidyon HaBen, so Rav Yashiv here writes, regarding Pidyon HaBen, we probably would require more. We would want to get a Kohen who other people also recognize as a Kohen. If it's a stranger that just says, hi, I'm a Kohen, you know, then they wouldn't. There is a tshuva, I didn't break it, but you just reminded me, as a tshuva of the Shelos Yavetz. Rabbi Yaakov Ebner has a tshuva that he talks about that maybe Bizman HaZeh, Kohanim are just Kohanim Muchzakim, they're not Kohanim Yuchasim, so then you should have to give to every Kohen that you meet, you should have to give, because who knows if the first 14 Kohanim that I gave, you know, are really Kohanim. But then he says, even Kohanim and Levim should have to give, because who says they're Kohanim? Maybe they're not Kohanim, which is an unbelievable chumrah, which we don't usually hold up, but that is a chumrah. They say the Vilna Gaon used to give to every Kohen that he used to meet, every new Kohen, because he wasn't sure. He was a Bechor, and he used to give. But again, the minhag, all of us to assume, you know, as long as other people, right, a whole total stranger, maybe we wouldn't. But if other people realize that he's a Kohen, he's got a last name that sometimes gives it away, so then we would be able to give them Pidyon HaBen. Okay, again, remember, if a child doesn't have Pidyon HaBen done to him, so they're lacking a mitzvah. There's no iser. They're allowed to count for a minyan. It's not like an RL. You know, somebody who didn't have Pidyon HaBen done, they're a full Jew. They're a full Jew. They're just being mevatel a mitzvah. And once they know, they have to do the mitzvah as soon as possible. Right? It's different than the other, let's say, Mila or the others. Okay, Gemara. So, Kol Hani Lama Li. So, ask the Gemara now, why do we have all these Mishnayos in our Perek? Right, we have, starting from the beginning, on Daf Tesvav, we have Pesha Azo, Pesha Hitir in a bunch of cases, and then we have these similar cases of Ne'amanus. So why do we need each of these cases? The Gemara is going to go through it. So Kol Ani Lamali. So Tzrichi, we're going to have Chazer the last couple of blot. Di Tana Moder Reb Yeshua, if you only had that first Mishnah of Moder Reb Yeshua. Remember what was that case? That was the case where somebody says, he's Moder, that this land used to belong to your father, but I bought it from him. And the Mishnah said, that Reb Yeshua is Moder to that Migu. Unlike Reb Yeshua, who argues in the first parak in all of those cases, he says that migu was not a good migu. This is a better migu. Remember the Gemara, the chiluk of Shar Shachal Lefanecha. Ain't Shar Shachal Lefanecha. He's coming and starting this whole conversation and saying, hi, this field was your father's, but I bought it from him. So, that is the first case. That's the Moser of Yeshua. See, if you only had that case of Moser of Yeshua, and that was the source of Pesha Asar Hu Pesha Hitir, Mishum Deika Jorah Demamona. You know why we believe him there? Because he's really going out on a limb. He's risking his property. He's coming and saying, this wasn't mine. So what if Bezin doesn't believe him? So he's risking money. So that's why, if he's doing that, it must be that he's telling the truth. It must be that, really, he only said the first clause because he wanted to say the second clause. It was your father's, but it's mine. So that's why we're going to leave him there. I will aid him. But in case number two, what was case number two? Yurchesim Abeis, the case of Adim who has signed and they say it's our signatures, but we were Anusim, we were Psulim, we were Krovim. So in that case, when they say this is our signature, there's no risk at that moment. They're not putting themselves out at all. So maybe we have to be worried that right after that they change their mind. Because it wasn't that, oh, they were risky even from point one, so it must be that they meant to say stage number two. But here, but by the Edim, they're not risking anything. Aval Edim, Deleka Jorah Demamona Imalo. Maybe we shouldn't believe them. That's why you need the case on Daf Yud Ches, the case of Edim Sha'amru, Ksav Yadeinu Huzeh. And what about the opposite? V'itana Edim, and if you only had case number two, the case where the Edim say that this is our signatures, but there was a problem, Mishum de la Alma. Maybe we should believe them there, because then they don't have anything, any vested interest. It's not about them. They signed on a shtar. Avol Ihu, but in the first case, where he says, it was yours, but it's mine, I bought it. Dila Nafshe, Emelo. Maybe I should say that Pesha Asar shouldn't work in that case. Interesting that if we think Pesha Asar is just a pure, well, we might as well believe him because, you know, he must be telling the truth, then these Havaminas don't really fit so well. Because all of them have the Svara of, you know, there must be that they're saying a worse taina, they should have just kept quiet. So it's not impossible, but it definitely works better. The Havamin is here to the other approach that we have, that the whole source, maybe the Pesha Asar is a unique type of halachic mechanism, the whole source of the information is from them, so we have to believe them. So maybe that works better. The whole Chiddush would only apply in certain cases and not in other cases. Again, that might be the Maskana of the Gemara. Kamash Milan, it's all about Ne'manus, and therefore we trust them in all cases. But again, you have to work on Havaminas often give away Svaras behind halachic principles. And then you just got to figure out what the Kamash Malan is. Does it change the Havamina? Or does it say, no, your Havamina is correct, but Afal Pikein, this is the case. That's just an important methodological point. So the Gemara says that's why we need the first two cases in the Perek, the case of Moder Rabbi Yeshua and the case of Edom. The Iyashma Edon Hani Tarti, and if you only had those two, Mishim de Mamona. Maybe there, fine, I would say Pesha Asar, because that's Zine Mamonis. But Avalacious Ish, but what about the case of Daf Chav Beis? I was an Ashes Ish and now I'm divorced. So that's already, that's in terms of a woman's status. That's more serious. Avalacious Ish, Di Sura, Emalo. So maybe I shouldn't apply Pesha Asar in that context, because that is Isura. And Isura mi Mamona lo Yafinan. We wouldn't learn from there. The Ritva here adds in one line. The Ritva says, this isn't just a Chumra and Kula, but it's just different. The Ritva says, the Huadin de Mamono lo Gamri me Isura. If you only have the principle, right, why is he adding this in? Because why didn't the Mishnah then just say the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis about Eishes Ish and skip the other two Mamonis cases? If it's a Kal V'Chomer, if Isur is just more Chomer, that's what the Ritva says, no, it's different. Because you wouldn't learn Isur from Mamon from Isur either. Why? Uki Mamona, B'cheskas Mare, Cheskas Mamon. And therefore, you should leave the money where it is. So even if you have a source to believe it by Isurim, you wouldn't automatically believe it by Dina Mamonis. Right, this relates to the Vilna Gaon that is quoted by various Svarim. The Gra says in Parsha Shoftim, the Gra didn't write anything on Chumash. We have it from the Talmidim in the Aderes Eliyahu. So Aderes Eliyahu, they quote that the Gra says on the Pasuk of Bein Dam Ladin, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega, and that when, if there is Kipali Mimcha Davar, if there's something difficult, you should bring it to Bez Din and ask. And those are the three phrases. Bein Dam Ladin, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega. Says the Gra, every halachic question has one of three answers. Every time you ask a shayla, it's one of three answers. Chayiv pater, asur mutter, tamei tahar. That's one of the answers. One of those six words is going to be the answer. That's what you think about it, bizman hazeh. Asur mutter, am I allowed to do it or not allowed to do it? Do I have to? Do I not have to? Chayiv pater, or tamei tahar. That doesn't come up so much today. But those are the six. Why? Because the Gra says those are the three areas of halacha. We have dini mamonis, we have isur v'heter, and then we have tumah v'tahara. Those are the three areas. Bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega. Dam ledam is isur v'heter. Dam asur and dam mutter. Nega lenega, that's saras, right? Nega nega, tamei atar. And din ledin is dini mamonis. Those are all three. So, and yes, they're all under the larger rubric of halacha, but, says the Gra, that's the source for the concepts of mamonim isura lo yafinan. Or something like that, where there is different areas of halacha, and sometimes you can't just mix and match. You can't just cross reference. We're going to have, Ad Hashem, we're going to have a few of these. If you look in a little bit later on, if you look on right in the fourth parak, the Gemara has a line: Mamona miknasa lo yafinan, Mamona right on daf mem vav mebeis, Mamona miisura lo yafinan, Mamona miknasa lo yafinan. A whole list of different areas, even within Dini Mamonis, we might be mechalik. But for sure, outside of Mamonis, we have Mamonis, Isurim, and Tumas. That's a good Gra for us to always quote in these contexts. That's in the Aderes Eliyahu in Parsha Shoftim. Okay, so now we know why we have the first three Mishnayos in our Perek. Right, we have the case of Moder Rabbi Yeshua, we have the case of the Edim, and we have the case of Eishes Ish. So now, Nishbesi Utahora Ani Lamali. What about the next case? What about the second half of that Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis? Nishbesi Utahora Ani. So, Lamali, Mishum Tekabai Lemisni. Well, we want to say the last line of that Mishnah. So that's why it's there. Vimisha Nisei is Bo Edim. Harizu Lotinasei. Where we want to say that case, that if the Edim came after that she already got married, then they could stay married. Fine. Says the Gemara, okay, that line is a chiddush. That works if the last line is going on the Shvuya case. Remember, we had a machlokas about that. Hani chalaman demastin la seifa. Fine, if that last line of the Mishnah, daf chav beis, is referring to the second case in that Mishnah about Shvuya, and we're mako by Shvuya, and if the Edom come afterwards, she can stay married. Fine. But according to the one who says that that line is going on the Reisha, the case of the Eishas Ish, so Michael Amemar, so then we're stuck because you can't say the second case is there for the last line because the last line is referring to the first case. So the Gemara says no because of the next Mishnah that we just had yesterday on the top of Chaf Gimel. Mishum tekaboy lemisni shtei nashim shenishbu, because we want to say the case that we had on the top of yesterday Chaf Gimel on the base. So Gemara says, okay, so why is that a chiddush? Ushtei nashim shenishbu lamali. What's the chiddush there where the two women were captured and they each come and say, I am Tahar, we don't believe them. But if they're made on each other, we do believe them. What's the chiddush of that Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Ma'u detema nechush legomlin. You might think we should be choshesh that they worked this out before they came into town to say, you testify about me, I'll testify about you. Right? They knew halacha a little bit. Right? Like the daughters of Shmuel. They knew they wouldn't be believed about themselves. So they worked out, they'll talk about each other. So you might think we should not trust them. Kamash malon, we trust them. Kamash malon, we're not choshesh legomlin in that case. Period. Okay, so why do we just have our Mishnah? What about the Truma? Why is this different? Because we want to quote the Mishnah, the Machlokes, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether an Eid Echad is believed about the Kohanic status. So that's a Chiddush, that Machlokes. That's why we wanted to quote, that's why we quoted the entire Mishnah about Kohanim being made on each other. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, next Sugya. Ani Kohen v'chaveri Kohen. Somebody comes into town and says, I am a Kohen and my friend is a Kohen. Ne'eman lahachilo b'truma. He is ne'eman to feed his friend, to allow us to give him truma. Ve'eno ne'eman lasio isha. But for marriage, Rashi says, hasio isha miyu cheses, malui biyuchsim. So we don't trust one aid to testify that somebody's a Kohen and he's got a perfect lineage. Ad sheyu gimel. Right, then you need three people in the group. Why three people? Because you have two people on each person. Shnayim Eidin al Zeh, Shnayim Eidin al Zeh. You need two people to testify in order for us to allow, in terms of the world of Yuchsin. Rebbe, what are we worried about? That we're not going to allow this person to marry? What do we think he is? What are we worried about? So that is the machlokas we've shown him on Bezrim Tamar's daf. On the bottom of Chafei Mabez, Rashi quotes, against Rov Rishonim, Rashi quotes on the bottom of Chafei Mabez, Shema Mamzer o Nasin hu. Whoa. That's what we're worried about. Worried is a Mamzer or a Nasin, second to last Rashi, Chafei Mabez. The other Rishonim say we're worried about Chalal. Worried about maybe he's just not somebody who's roy to marry a Kohen. Not that he's not married roy to marry a Jew. Anybody who's in the Kohal. So we'll have to, B'Hashem, get to that. But either way, the Tanakhama here says that you need at least two to be made for Yuchsin, but one is good enough for Truma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, like he said in our Mishnah, Af enonema lachilo b'truma, ashiu shlosha, shnai me'idin alzeh, shnai me'idin alzeh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to have two be made on each other, even for Truma. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, maybe they're lying. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, Rabbi Yehuda Chayish Lagomlin, Rabbanan Lo Chayishi Lagomlin. Is Rabbi Yehuda worried about these tricks, and the Rabbanan are not worried? But Va'ifcha Shaminan Lahu. But we have a machlokas, exactly the opposite. The Tanan the Mishnah says, in Meseches Demai, Hachamarim Shenichnasu La'ir. You have donkey drivers, came into town, and they have bundles on their donkeys. V'amar Echad Mehen, Shelichad Shel Chaveri Yashan. My stuff is new, but his stuff is old. Old here is better. Right? Oh, his stuff is great. Just my stuff isn't so good. Or, Sheli Eino Mesukan. I didn't take off Trumas and Maisus yet for my stuff. But, Vishal Chaveri Mesukan. But for my friends, it's Mesukan. So in a case where you testify something good about your friend and not about yourself, the Tanakhama says, Eino Ne'eman. Not Ne'eman, not believed. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Ne'eman. Rabbi Yehuda's a Ne'eman. He's not worried about tricks. So it's a stira. Why in the Mishnah in Ksubis, Rabbi Yehuda is worried, the Rabbanan are not worried. And in Demai, the opposite, Rabbi Yehuda is not worried, the Rabbanan are worried. So two answers. Amar of Adab, Arav, Amarav, Mochlefes Ashita. Okay, flip it. We had a mistake. Really, it should be flipped. Not 100% clear which one should be flipped here. Sometimes the Gemara knows and asks, so why do you flip this one and not that one? So the Gemara does not say here. Mechleves Hashita. Abaya Amar La'olam Lo Tefach. Really, don't flip it. No, there's an answer. Really, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is worried. Like our Mishnah. And therefore you don't trust him by Truma for that he's a Kohen. Why over there is he Mako? Bidemai Hikilu. By Demai, he is Mako. Rov Ameharitz Maaser and Hain. As we know, what is Demai? Demai is from the word Demai. This, what is it? It is produce that we don't know if Maestris were taken off from. Truma Gadola, we know people are scared of Truma Gadola. So they take off Truma. But Maaser Rishon, maybe they didn't. And if they didn't, so that means Truma's Maaser wasn't taken off. So it's a serious question. So that's Demai. But Rov Ameharitz, most people do it. But there's a miut that doesn't do it. There's a miut that doesn't do it, and therefore Chazal asserted midrabban and this produce demai if you don't know. But because Rove do it, so that's why we can be makel in this context. Question: if Rove amiaritz are maaser, so why do we have to be worried about the miut? We're not Rabbi Meir Shita Chayshin lemiuta. So what do we have to be worried about the miut for? So you have to. To remember a comment of Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos. Tosfos says in Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel, "V'ha'ad chashu hachatfei lemiut mi b'makom acher mishum da'avi miut d'shchiach tuva v'ha've ayu harbe nichshalim." It's a miut, but it's a common miut. What does that mean? Does that mean a miut amatzui? Does that mean miut amatzui? The Mishkanes Yaakov writes 10% is a miut amatzui. So is that what it is? Remeir's Choshesh Lemiyuta, even less than that. But this is a Mir HaMatzui. Tosa says it's a Mir of Shchiach and Harbe Nichshalim. Tosa Shabbos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. That's what Chazal were Gozer on Demai, though they weren't Gozer on other Miyutim. But these are the two days in the Gemara. But Demai Hikilu. There is a question in the Achronim, how you look at Demai. The Stipler has this in Kilas Yaakov. He says, this is what I thought of when I was very young, and then Baruch Hashem, when I got older, I got a Sefer Lekach Tov from the Rabbi Yosef Engel, and I see he has the same Chakira. And that is, yes, we know that why did Chazal Asur Demai? Because of the possibility that there might not have been Maestros taken off properly. But once it was Asur'd, did Chazal give it the status of Ma'achalos Asuros Midrabanan? That's a shiloh we could ask whenever you have. Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum. So is that just Shema, right? We're worried about intermarriage, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. But once they asserted it, does it gain the status of Macholos Asuros Midrabanan? Big Nafkamina, does it asser Kalim? Does Bishul Akum asser Kalim? Machlokas Rishonim, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Meaning, what do you mean, does it asser Kalim? It's a suffix. The answer is, maybe Chazal, the motivation was the possibility, but they gave it the status of Machalos Asuras Midrabanan. That is the Chakira of the Rabbi Yosef Engel in Asen Daraisa Klalvav. That is his question. And the Stipler has it also in Zra'im Simen Dalad. Zra'im Simen Dalad. That's what he says. Usually we read from Rabbi Yosef Engel, so today we'll read from the Stipler. Didmai Milvacha Chazal Kavuha L'Safek Misukan. Even though Chazal gave it that status, Od Chivu Bafrashas Maestris B'Torres Chiyav Vadai Midrabanan. That's his. It's a suffik iser, but you have a chovas hafrasha vadai midrabanan. You have to take it off, and if you don't take it off, then you're violating that chiyav hafrasha midrabanan. That's his chakir, and he goes back and forth, and then he quotes one gemara. He quotes a gemara that many are familiar with. He says, "I think there might be one gemara that gives it away, that forces you to say it's only a suffik." Which gemara? Remember the gemara in Shabbos Chaf Gimel. The gemara there asks, "How is it that we can make a bracha on a mitzvah derabanan?" Asher k'nishtana b'misoza v'tzivanu. How do we say that? It's not v'tzivanu, right? The Rabbanan told us to say it. How do we say v'tzivanu? So the Gemara answers, lo sasur. Gemara answers, shalavicha v'yagedcha, zekinecha v'yomrulach. So the Gemara says, so why don't you make a bracha on hafrashas demai? Right, by demai, you don't make a bracha on the hafrasha. So the Gemara answers, vadai did divrehem. Abaya answers. Vadai did divrehem boi bracha, savik did divrehem ro boi bracha. It's only savik to be drabanan. So that's why you don't have to make a bracha. First day, Rava answers, rov amearetz maasrin hain. Really? Meaning what? Real savik drabanans maybe, but this here, it's a miut. 2 days. So says the Stipler. Sounds there from there that it's a real suffix. You don't have any, right? It's worse than other cases, right? He says, okay, mavur, luch orbedit, it's my enu el esveka. But then he says, maybe not.
He says, maybe lagabe bracha, you have a higher standard. Even if you want to say, the Rabbanan gave it the status, but to say Hashem's name, sometimes you find you have a higher standard by saying Hashem's name. Right, he doesn't quote it here, but I'll throw in another example. But the Gemara says in the first Perek in Sanhedrin, let's say I steal wheat, and then I grind it up, and I make it into flour, and then I make challah. The Gemara says, can I make a bracha on that afrashas challah? The Gemara says, ein ze mevarech ela minayit. That's disgusting. You're trying to make a bracha on an avera? So, no, you don't make a bracha. Ask the Rishonim. Shinui, you stole wheat, and now you made it into flour, and you baked it into bread. What are you worried about? Shinui kone. You don't even have to return it. Why can't you make a bracha? So some Rishonim, Bali Tosfos and Baba Kama say that when your bracha shiny. Technically, it might not be a mitzvah baba there anymore. Technically, it might be yours. But you know what? When you're coming to make a bracha, higher standards when you're being masker shem shamayim olav. So maybe here too, that is the pshat, says the stipler. That really, even if you want to say it's a has a status, vadeh midrabanan, still, regarding the bracha, would be more machmir. Okay. So the Gemara said that regarding Rebbe Yehuda, we answered the stira. Over here, he's choshesh for Gomlin. That's the real Yesod. And over there, it's a chumash Rabbanan. So he's not. Asks the Gemara now, third to last line, Amar Rava. Rebbe Yehuda, Kasha, the Rabbanan, lo Kasha. You have a stira in the Rabbanan too. The Rabbanan are not worried here, and they are worried there. So Ela, Rebbe Yehuda, lo Kasha, Kiddushaninan. According to Rebbe Yehuda, it's not a Kasha, as we answered. The Rabbanan lo Kasha. Why are the Rabbanan not worried here and worried there? Kidda Amar, Rebbe Chama bar Ukva, Bishaklei Umanuso biado. Like Rebbe Chama bar Ukva said elsewhere. Well, it's talking about when he's carrying his kalim that he usually works with. So we'll get to what case he says that there. But Hakanami, here too, Bishaklei Umanuso biado. Here too, it's where he has his clay umnis in his hand. Meaning, remember, what's the case here? The case is, in the Mishnah in Demai, that he comes and says, my stuff is no good. But his stuff is great. The problem is, you know why we don't believe them? Because he has all of his stuff with him. So he obviously wants to sell his stuff also. So why does he just say something bad about his own stuff? It must be because in the next town they're going to switch. Because he has his omnis, he has all of his selling items with him, it doesn't make sense that he says, my stuff is bad. Unless he's going to switch in the next town. That's why the Rabbanan here, there's a Reyesa. That's why the Rabbanan don't believe here. Even though in, the Rabbanan don't believe in the case in Demai. But here, there's no Reyesa. He says, my friends are Kohen. There's no reason not to believe him. So therefore, we would believe him. Says the Gemara, Vehecha Itmar. There's another way to understand the Gemara. Tosef goes to Rabbeinu Hanano, but we'll go with that shot of Rashi. Vehecha itmar Rabbi Chama bar Ukva. Where does Rabbi Chama bar Ukva say this? Aha, ditznan, on the following Mishnah in Meseches Taharos. Baruch Hashem, we're all over today. Hakadar sheini akderos of, there's a potter, a kadar, that goes down to the river. Goes down to the river. He left his pots. The Yorod Lishtos, he was thirsty, he goes down to get a drink. He left his pots. The Shaila is, are we nervous that in the interim, while he was down there, an Am Haaretz came by and touched his pots and made them tame? That's the Shaila. So Hapnimios, so the Mishnah says, Hapnimios Tahoros, Vachitzonos Tameos. The ones closer in, away from the crowd, they're Tahar. But the ones close out, more outside are Tame. Vyatanya, that's one Brysa. Vyatanya, Elu Velu Tameos. We have another Brysa that says they're both Tame. Amrebi Chama Barukva, Kishek Bishek Kli Umanuso Biado. You know when they're both Tame? If the potter, it's clear to the outsider that the potter wants to sell these pots. That's clay umunaso biado. Then we have to be nervous that people touched every pot. Right, if something's on sale, you got to touch every one. Right, so that's why, then we'd have to be worried. That's where he says it. Don't we have another price that says they're both tahar? That's where he doesn't, but it's clear that he's not interested in selling. So nobody's going to touch them. So wait a minute, says the Gemara. So the Brisa, if he has his stuff, then they're all Tame. If he doesn't have his stuff, they're all Tar. So what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah makes the distinction. The Elohaditznan, Apnimios Tahoros, Vachitzonos Tameos, Echi Mishkachazla. What's the case that only the outer ones and not the inner ones? Dismicha L'Rishus Harabim. Once he put them down right next to the street. You're right, really, nobody's interested in buying them. But we're worried when people walked by, and Am Haaretz's coat, went over the pot, and might have touched the pot. and that's why we are nervous, and that's why the outer ones are tame and not the inner ones. Period. Fine. So halacha l'maisa, again, in terms of eid echad, machlokas rishonim, whether eid echad is belief or truma, as we said, machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramach, and the Ran here quotes eid echad l'truma. The question that the achronim ask is, you know, why does the Rambam is so machmir here? The Rambam says you don't trust him. You know, Bizman Hazeh, where Truma is only Durabanan. So all the Achronim struggle and try to figure out why you wouldn't trust it. So the Pnei Yeshua says, well, Rova Olam is not Arnarko on him. So maybe he's going against the Rove. Right? So going against the Rove. Maybe we're not going to allow just trust a regular trusted Eid Echad. That's one. The Shef Shmaisa has a fascinating suggestion. He says, well, you remember we learned back in Yevamis. When you have a Kohen who marries a Yisraelis, a Bas Yisrael, a Kohen who marries a Bas Yisrael, what's the status of the child in utero? Ubar b'mei imo zarhu. Even a Ben Kohen, if the mother is a Bas Kohen, then fine, the kid's a Kohen. It's a Kohen and a Bas Kohen. But if the mother is a Bas Yisrael, so then a Kohen marries a Bas Yisrael, the kid's a Zar until he comes out. So, says the Shef Shmaitza, you're still trying to be motzi from that status. So not only, like the Pnei Yeshua says, that rove people in the world are not kohanim, says the Shef Shmaitza in Shmaitza Vav, Perek Tezayin, V'kiva decheskas zarus, te b'mei imo vadai zarhu, muki becheskaso, da'adayin huzar, vein echa ne'man b'makam chazaka. It's a cheskas, not kohen. V'afilo hecha de'isrami b'meir al chaveiro, shehu kohen. V'imo kohenes, de'bekai gavda b'yayimo kohenu. Aye, what about the case of kohen and a bas kohen? What about that case? Well, you're going to say the halach is different there? Because you're not being motzi from the status? De'davka b'meir zara zarhu, muki labachazaka davua de'zaraya. De'yavsha shaloyia lavosav ad arana kohen cheskas zaras. There must have been somebody, some zaras blood in this kid's lineage going way back. There must have been a Bas Yisrael somewhere along the way. So it's Lav Dafka that it's a Kohen. So those are two of the suggestions of the Achronim, why you'd be more machmir here than by other cases of Eid Echad. Okay, moving over now to the next topic, but it's related, the Ibayis Ema. There is another possibility, what the machlok is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are about. Not an issue of Chashinon Legomlin, but an issue of V'ibayis Ema, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan, b'malin mitruma liyuchsin kamiflagi. The question is, fine, Rabbi Yehuda would say, if it would stop by truma, I would trust. I would allow the gin to eat truma, especially me d'Rabbanan b'zman hazeh. But the problem is, if we give them truma, we might think they're in the Kohen pure world for marriage, and there, that's what he is worried about. Period. Ibay lahu, related shaylas. Mao lahalos mishtaros liyuchsin. Are we ma'alem mishtaros liyuchsin? Meaning, if somebody's name is in the shtar and it calls him a Kohen, is that good enough to trust that he is a Kohen? Trust that he is a Kohen. There is a shayla in general. Does one have to write Kohen? Let's say somebody is an aide at a wedding and they didn't write Kohen and they're a Kohen. Is that possible? What if they're not a Kohen and they wrote Kohen? What about the chassid and the kala? Does it possible or not? Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, b'di'evet, it's okay. Doesn't possible? L'chavchila, it should be written. But the evidence doesn't pass. Is there a difference between a ksuba and a get? Get always has higher standards. Right, what about an irregular star? An irregular star mechira. Right, is that, do you have to write or not? So, that's a shiloh. But either way, what if it's written in there? So what exactly is the shayla? Hey chidami, ilei madichsiv be ani ploni kohen chasamti aid. If somebody writes, I am a kohen, right, chasamti aid. So man kamasri lavi, that shouldn't work because he's only testifying about himself. Right, if the aide is a Kohen, and he signs his name Kohen, then nobody's testifying about him, so can't be the Shaila. Lo tricha, no, this is the Shaila. Dekasev be ani ploni Kohen, la visi manami ploni. Right, a Kohen is the Baldavar. He says, I, Reuven the Kohen, borrowed money. And then there are Edom on the bottom. The chasimu sadimai. So this is the beautiful lumdus, the Gemara says. The Edom at the bottom of the shtar, what are they signing on? Amanashe b'shtarka masadi? Are they only signing on the content of what happened? The event? Odilma akula milsaka masadi? Or are they testifying about everything that is in this shtar, including the identity of the people? The guy who said, I am Reuven, I'm a Kohen. So are the Edom also agreeing to that? Machlokas, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, Chad Amar Malin, the Chad Amar Ein Malin. So, Machlokas. What about from duchening? From Nisiyas Kapayim to Yuchsin, if we see a Kohen who duchens, can we automatically assume for marriage too? And the Gemara says, Tibar Lamanda Amar Malin Mishum Ali Yuchsin, Tibar Lamanda Ain Malin. It's a machloket. It could ask the question according to either way you answer the previous question. How? Tibay Lamandamar Malin, even if you want to say that Shruma Liyuchsin is okay. So Hani Mili Shruma. Well, the previous question was about Shtaris. The Machlokas before was about Truma. So Hani Mili, I might say Truma. We would go from Truma to Yuchsin. Why? Because that's serious. Davon Misahi. Because if he's eating Truma and he's a czar, it's Misa B'dei Shamayim. Avonasiyas Kapayim. But by Duchening, what is it that if he's not a Kohen, what is it? De Isser Aseyu. It's just an Isser Asey of what? Rashi says here, important Rashi. Rashi says, Kosavarchu Atem Velozarim. Rashi quotes a drasha. Kosavarchu is B'nai Yisrael. You and not Zarim. So the Isser Asey, so it's not, the stakes aren't as high. So maybe we should not be Male. Minasiyas Kapayim Liyochsin. Odelma Loshno. Or do we say no? Doesn't make a difference. Or, we'll get back to that line, let's just finish. Tibay Lamandar Ein Malin. Or even according to Mandabar Ein Malin, maybe here we should. Hanimi Li Truma. When do we say Ein Malin? That's Truma, Dimis Achla Bitzina. Because people might eat Truma Bitzina, and therefore, they'll do it even if they're not a Kohen, because nobody sees. Aval Nesias Kapayim de Befar Hesya. But Nesias Kapayim is in front of the whole shul. Ilav Kohenu, Kulealo Mixiv Inish Nafshe. Nobody's gonna fake being a Kohen in front of the whole shul. So, if he does that, it must be he's really a Kohen. Odil Maloshna, or do you say there's no difference? So, Rav Chisda, Rabbi Avina, Chad Amar Malin, V'chad Amar Ein Malin. So, that is the Machlokas, whether you go, Mala, Minasiyas Kapayim, Liyuchsin. And then we have a Shaila that is asked. Amalei Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, L'Rava. He asked the Shaila, Mala Halos, Minasiyas Kapayim, Liyuchsin. Right? Are we? He asked this question. So, Amar Lei, Plukta, Rav Chisda, Rabbi Avina. It's a machlokas. Hilchas amai. What do we paskin? Omele ano mas nisa yadana. I'm not sure, but I know the following brisa. We'll stop there. We'll probably do the brisa tomorrow. But just first, talk about this gemara is a crucial gemara in Shas. What is the source for a czar not being able to dochen? What is the source? So, right here, the gemara calls it an isarasei. Rashi says it's kosavarchu. Tosfos. Tosfos deals with this. What Tosfos? Tosfos Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. If you remember that Gemara, that's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara there says, in the name of one of the Tanaim, the great things about him, he says, was I ever asked to duchin? He says, Rabbi Yossi says, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Just find the line in the Gemara. Mi yomai lo avarti al divrei chaverai. Right? I never violated my friends. Yodei ani batzmi she'eini kohen. I'm not a Kohen. Im omrim li chaveri alei l'duchin ani ole. If they would tell me to go duchin, I'd go duchin. That's the line of the Gemara. Says Tosfos, what? He says, I get along with everybody. If people would ask me to duchin, I'd even go duchin. Tosfos says, lo yada ri ma iser yesh bizar ha'ole l'duchin. The ri, Bali Tosfos, the ri. Was not sure. What's the iser of a czar going to duchen? Im lo mishum bracha levatala shel kohanim. Amra Torah levareches Yisrael. Maybe it's a bracha levatala. But the iser per se, let's say you want to make a bracha. Let's say you just do yivarecha Hashem. What's the iser? The Re says, I'm not sure. Ask all the achronim. What do you mean he's not sure? The Gemara says, Iksubis. The Gemara says, Subis chabalid. It's an iser asay. That's the problem. So what's he talking about? Problem. If you look in the Ramah, this is a very, I'm not sure, it's unique, the only, but it's a very, the Ramah quoting Ishak Levitaria. The Ramah is quoting Rishonim. The first Ramah, open up Chelik Beis of the Mishnah Berurah, it's the first page. The Mishnah Berurah says, I'm sorry, the Ramah says, Ve'ein lezar lisa kapov. The czar should not dochin afilu im koanim acherim. Even with other koanim. Where? Perek Beis Diksubis, the Ramah still talking, Argamara, Dizar over Base, Dizar violates an Ase, the Ramah continues, via Tosfos Perek Kol Kisve, Tosfos in Shabbos, Lo Yada Ri Ma Iser Yesh Bizar Ha'ole. The Ri doesn't know. That's a problem, Argamara says. The Efshar, it sounds like Tosfos, it's the Ramah talking. The Ramah says, Ve Efshar Di Im Koanim Acherim Shari. Maybe the Ri thinks, oh, it's only an Isser Asay if you're the only one up there. But if there are other Kohanim, then you don't make the bracha. You just duchen. You just give it. You want to give a bracha. You feel such love for other Jews. You just want to go up there and give them a bracha. Maybe in that case, it's mutter vitzarech iyun. To do a computer search. How many tzarech iyuns are there in the Ramah? The Ramah says vitzarech iyun. I'm not sure what the Tosis is talking about, but it's a pella. It's a pella. What he's talking about. The Ramah has that suggestion. If you look in the Hafla here, he says exactly the opposite of the Ramah. The Hafla says, no, he says, if there are other Kohanim, then you can't duchin, there's a Kohen up there. You're not allowed to duchin. He says, if there's nobody there, there's no Kohanim. B'makam she'ish Kohen, you can't go up and duchin, because they called Kohanim up there. Kohanim, you're not a Kohen. But let's say there are no Kohanim, but you want Am Yisrael to get the bracha. So then, maybe that's where the Ri says, I'm not sure where the Isser is. He says, Ulule divrei harama, hanir leni esati lehefich, the sphere leri, the mashik has got Isser Asay, when our Gemara says it's Isser Asay, dafka im kohanim achirim. That's where there are other kohanim. Vahu nir leni esati pashut, to kamo di ika asay le kohanim levareches Yisrael, and he's quoting the Sefer Charedim here. He says, just like there's a mitzvah for a kohen to give a bracha, there's a mitzvah for Yisrael to get a bracha from the kohen, lehis barech. That's the first bir halacha in Nisias Kapayim. They quote the Sefer Charedim, commentary on the Yerushalmi. So he says, there's a mitzvah. So if you go up there when you're supposed to be getting a bracha, you're violating the assay of a Yisrael getting a bracha. But if there's no Kohen there, so without you going up, there's no bracha here anyway. Nobody's giving a bracha, so you're not violating anything. So that's where the Ri says, I'm not sure what the Isser is. That's the amazing machlokes, the Ramah and the Hafla, how to answer that kasha of the... of the Tosfos of the Ri in Shabbos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, we'll get into the Braisa. B'Hashem, next time, we'll get into the Psukim from Sefer Ezra and other issues of Ne'emanis here. Parsha Shir should be up.